A Loveland company is showcasing million-dollar printing machines in a brand new technology center. Ann Thompson reports for this morning's Focus on Technology.
The cutting-edge printing presses inside Expedex's new demonstration center make any ordinary office printer look simple.
We're looking at a control panel that has 23 different numbers on it. Each of those numbers relate to a position on the sheet of paper.
Technical demonstrator Bill Stahl stands in between the actual printing press and a bank of electronic controls.
Each number will control the amount of ink that will go down to the printed sheet of paper. If I want more ink in one area, I will push a button to the plus, which will add more ink, or to the minus side, which will retract ink.
Controls to align them are on his right. Stahl says if they don't fit together, it's like looking at a 3D poster without the glasses. A computer screen handles size of paper, pressure, and the cleaning of the 46 by 10 by 10 giant machine. The Ryobi 750 prints up to 15,000 sheets an hour, or 90,000 images with six identical images on a page. It is one of two state-of-the-art Ryobi multicolor presses, a two-up five-color with coder and a six-up with inline UV casting and foiling. Two or six-up refers to the identical images printed on a page. There is also equipment by Kodak, Epson, and others. Expedex, a division of International Paper, is a printing press distributor and wanted to give print professionals a single location to learn and test new equipment. Vice President of Marketing and Sales Tom Weisenbach was at the Loveland Center's grand opening last week.
This is a very comprehensive, kind of a holistic approach to the print community as our customer base, and we have the ability to showcase the entire breadth of not only capabilities that we provide, but the entire capability that a printer may be involved with in their print shop on a day-to-day basis.
Editor-in-Chief of Graphic Arts Monthly Bill Essler was impressed with what he saw.
Some of this I had a chance to see in Japan during trade shows a year ago. And so I've been actually looking forward to seeing it here in the U.S.
Essler is looking forward to seeing more from Expedex at Print 09, the print trade show held every 4 years. It will be in Chicago in September. In addition to cutting-edge casting and foiling, Essler noticed a green element.
They have a super interesting energy-saving approach, LED curing, that they have pioneered in sheet fed offset. It uses 75% less energy than conventional UV.
The printed material coming from these big presses is mostly in the form of advertising, like direct mail, brochures, catalogs, and colored newspaper inserts. For money-saving reasons and to stay current, the print runs are getting shorter and shorter. This new technology allows printers to move from one job to the next much faster. Printing Impressions magazine's Mark Michelson says, for a printer, that's where the profit potential is.
There's a saying, they say money is in the maker. Readies. And as more and more printers are doing more jobs in a shift, and with higher labor costs, as the equipment can have more technological advancements like automatic plate changers, cleanup devices, it allows printers to produce more in a shift with less employees and output more work.
The credit crunch has put a damper on the sale of presses, but Tom Weisenbach says at the same time, printers are looking for opportunities to improve their business.
The printing presses that we have here typically are going to be from several hundred thousand dollars to $1.5 million to $2 million. We don't yet have a 40-inch, 42-inch press. But when we get to that stage, it's going to be in that $2 million range.
More than $5 million worth of new print technology is displayed at the 11,000-square-foot center. Expedex expects to bring in up to 250 U.S. printing professionals each year. It brought in American Printer Magazine's Catherine O'Brien last week.
Technology for technology's sake, well, it would be wonderful if you could make money with that. The bottom line is, can the printer make money? And what they're really showing us here is the productivity that you can get on these presses.
There is definitely a market. According to the trade group Printing Industries of America, U.S. printers and publishers generated more than $166.5 billion in printed materials last year. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.